Former Tory MP Edwina Currie has been criticised after she said that people who use food banks waste their money on tattoos and dog food. She was speaking on BBC Radio Stoke last week. She said food banks were not a long-term solution and questioned whether they were really needed in the UK. Edwina is with us now. Good morning, Edwina.
Morning, Stephen.
Why did you say that?
Well, we've had this discussion before in your programme on Radio 5 Live. I think it's partly that I'm one of those people, if I see a bandwagon running, I take a good, long, hard look at the bandwagon. I look at whether the wheels are on properly and who's driving it and is it heading the right direction. And I feel deeply concerned about the growth of food banks. I know they're run by lovely people, absolutely lovely, particularly the people in the churches. And I praise their community spirit and desire to help. The trouble is that I think you've got three types of people that come and use them. One is people with very long-term problems, like alcoholism, and I would actually rather see much of the effort going into helping them. The second is groups with short-term problems. And if you're not careful, they just stay in the short-term problem. And the third group is people who are actually not in need, but who are making a rational choice, entirely rational choice. Somebody's giving something away free that's worth having, and they will go and accept it. And that helps subsidise a lifestyle said, that perhaps I'm a right to be critical
you
of.
You said, for the life of me, I can't see how giving someone a tin of soup when they're suffering from a mental illness or they've got debt problems is going to contribute in any long-term way to solving their problems. If people have got into debt, they should be asking themselves, why did I get into debt and what did I do that was stupid to get into debt and what can I avoid doing in the future? Like, it is so unsympathetic people who get into debt.
That is a criticism I accept. I'm not the most sympathetic of people. My husband would tell
you
that.
Maybe you should be.
No. Maybe somewhere along the line, what we need as well as sympathy, and there's oodles of that around, what we need as well as sympathy is some practical solutions. You know, actually helping people with mental illness problems. I don't mean so much people who are in the throes of the breakdown, who are perhaps in hospital or have been sectioned or are getting medication and so on. It's afterwards. Getting them back into work, getting them back into a job. That is so much harder. And what troubles me, Stephen, is so many local councils up and down the country are diverting money from the budgets they ought to be spending on that, and they're giving them to food
banks.
But,
Edwina, it's not what you said. As a former health minister, you said people should be looking at themselves and what they did through their own stupidity.
And?
Well,
and
people people get into financial problems beyond their own fault. Sometimes they lose their job, Edwina. Sometimes they just have a crisis within their life, and it is not down to stupidity, is the point I'm making to you.
Well, sometimes people really need to have some hard facts put to them or some tough questions put to them. You know, people who I was at a food bank again on Friday, this time for BBC Panorama programme coming up, and sat chatting to people and said, well, but, you know, why haven't you got any money? And it boils down in too many cases to, well, I've got debts. What are the debts for? Well, I've got catalogue. You've got a catalogue. What are you buying in your catalogue? You're buying new clothes and stuff when you haven't got money for food? Pardon? You know, to an older generation in particular, this simply doesn't make sense. And there's an element, there's a cultural thing there, I think, to some extent, even one that says, I deserve this. I deserve this. Or how can you say no to your children? You have to say no to your children. You know, sometimes you actually have to say, we can't afford it. You can't have the latest games.
But you're so out of touch, aren't you?
No,
like,
no,
seriously.
I'm out of sympathy. No, I'm
well,
not.
No, but you're also.
Oh, no, no, no.
Well,
oh, no, 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 no,
look
no.
at the comments that have made the national newspapers. This is what you said a matter of days ago about desperate people going to food banks to feed themselves. And what did you say? I get very, very troubled at the number of people who are using food banks who think it's a fine way to pay to feed their dog. Their dog is in good nick and beautiful, but they never learn to cook. They never learn to manage. And the moment they've got themselves a bit of scare cash, they're off getting another tattoo.
Yep. Okay. You keep repeating what I've said.
You seriously think people going to food banks are not hungry? They simply want another tattoo instead of feeding themselves and their children. You're serious, are you?
People go to food banks, Stephen, because there's free food available. You know, people have bus passes, free bus passes. Pensioners have free bus passes because they're free bus passes. I'm not against it. I'm just against the idea that it is the solution to so many problems, when in fact it is taking the place of solutions to people's problems. You know, if people get into debt, it is important to have a conversation. Anybody who's a debt counsellor will tell you this. It's important to sit down and have a conversation. Well, how did you get into this state? How can we recognise the signposts that will stop you getting into this state again? How can we make sure that actually you can budget? Sometimes it's because, you know, people have never ever been faced with these sort of decisions, and they get into a complete muddle and they get very depressed about it. Sometimes the answer is ask your mum, ask your granny, how did they manage when they didn't have any money? There's somewhere along that, I would like to re-establish some old-fashioned networks like family and neighbours and friends, not just a tin of soup. It is not an answer to most people's problems, Stephen. I will stick to that.
Here's the number today, 845-955-678. Sean and Enniskillen. Morning, Sean.
Good morning, Stephen. Is that woman for real? Has she ever lived on £65 a week? It takes £15 a week to run a one-bedroom flat and electricity. And that's just to keep you warm. And then to survive then on £50 a week in food and the price of food?
How much did you say your fuel bill is?
It takes £15 a week to run a one-bedroom flat, and that's electricity.
But why are you living in a one-bedroom flat?
Because I live in a one-bedroom flat.
No, that's... Why do you live in a one-bedroom flat? Where's your family?
Sorry?
Where's your family?
That's immaterial where my family is.
You see, Stephen, this is sometimes what I'm trying to reach out, maybe in a rather clumsy fashion.
You haven't a clue what you're talking about, Miss Corrie, don't worry.
Indeed I have, but the kind of world that I would like to see is one in which perhaps you have family, perhaps you have good neighbours, perhaps you have friends, brothers, your mum, your children, whoever
it
is. Are
you in planet Mars or something?
No, I'm in the real world. I'm in a world
I'd love to be in your world, because not the real world.
I tell you what, let's get rid of all the abuse.
I'm not abusing.
What's your... No, hang on. Are you working?
No.
Why not?
I'm a full-time carer for my mother.
So you are a carer. Do you live with your mother?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't live with my mother.
Does she have room for you to live with her?
That is not the point.
If you're a full-time carer, why aren't you living with her?
Because I don't want to live with her.
Ah, now we get to it. Now we get to it. So
you are definitely in cloud cuckoo land. That's for sure.
Now we get to it.
Have you ever lived on £65 a week?
I've lived on less.
Oh, God, by God, I'd say you have, surely.
Well, remember, I come from Liverpool.
I come
from a family
years,
with no money.
Where's your accent?
You know, Edwina, most people, when they hear...
Where's my accent? That is not exactly the answer to the points that
Edwina,
I'm making.
Edwina, most people, when they hear that someone's doing the fantastic job that it is for this community, that saves the NHS hundreds of millions of pounds a year, that they are a carer, most people say, well done. Most people say you're making a great contribution.
Of course.
To society. You question the fact that this man isn't living with his mother also.
No, of course he is. Absolutely. And his mother is extremely lucky to have him. What I'm trying to do, and it's very difficult to do on air without sitting down face to face, having maybe half an hour, being able to share in a much more thoroughgoing way. What's hard to do is to start to come up with long-term solutions. If this gentleman, who is a full-time employee effectively, doesn't have enough money and is never going to have enough money, then there are some long-term questions to be asked. Is it right to seek to live in an unsustainable way, whoever you are? I ask that question. I do not think that food banks... I tell you what, in Canada, where they started up temporary food banks 26, 27 years ago, they're still running them.
Robert's in Belfast. Morning, Robert.
Good morning. Edwina, It's easy for you to pontificate. You're a red-hot Tory. Your party and people like you have this society the way it is, falling apart at the seams, people dying from starvation.
Nobody is dying. No, nobody is dying of starvation.
Please let me speak, because you're very good at taking over the whole situation. People freezing to death.
Nobody's
freezing to
death
because of your party and the plans that they have for us in the future. You know, you're just going to pack the cemetery with dead people here who can't live because of your policies. Don't forget, you're a rich woman.
I'm not a rich woman.
Oh, you live in style. You bask in the glory of the Houses of Parliament. And that previous contributor is quite right. You're not in this world at all. You know, all you do is criticise poor people. Why don't you do something and bloody well help them? And I don't want to speak to you anymore.
Good. Okay. Well, I am trying to help. I am trying to help. If it means saying that the solutions that are being proposed at the moment are actually just going to add to the problems, if this is not fashionable, this is not the way that that everybody's talking at the moment, well, fine, I can stand on my own in that respect. Nobody is starving in this country. Nobody needs to go short of food. What they often need to do is be pretty rigorous about the way that they run their lives, and there ought to be more help there for them to do that. What we don't need to do, in my view, and what I think is damaging, is to pat people on the head and say, there, you're a victim of the Tory government.
But why
That's
do you think,
not the case.
Why do you think so many people are using food
because
banks?
Because there are more of them. Stephen, because people like the Trussell Trust, which don't actually run any food banks at all, it was originally set up to help people in poverty in Bulgaria, would you believe? They advise on how to set up the food banks. You open more food banks, you will have more users. That seems to me absolutely obvious. And yes, indeed, you will have the people using them who need more help and care and aren't getting it. And you will also have some people using them. What troubles me long term, Stephen, is that you end up subsidising bad employers with low wages. You end up assisting unscrupulous landlords. You keep people in the poverty, and it's instead of helping them out, instead of empowering people to put their problems behind them and to start living as they would wish to, you just keep them there. And that's wrong.
Well, Pastor Alan Carson works in a food bank in Northern Ireland. Pastor Carson, good morning.
Good morning.
When I don't know if you saw the national copy that Edwina generated, some of the newspaper picked up on her comments that she believes that some people use food banks so they can afford tattoos and dog food instead.
Yeah, I've heard that. I'm not here this morning to fight with you, Edwina. In fact, I think you say some things of value, and I think you do actually care about people and want to see people helped. Our heart is that we value everybody that walks through our door, and we want to call that value out, and we want to have those conversations about long-term change, and we do have those conversations. We think they're done better and with dignity and with respect rather than with aggression.
I'm not aggressive. I try not to be. I know I get a bit heated. May I ask then, what exactly your church is able to do to help people who come in who do have long-term problems?
Well, everything we do, Edwina, is by referral. So we are working with the best in the city that have those solutions. We're not taking money away. I know you talked about taking money away from other programs. We're completely self-funded, and everything we do is about signposting people to the best help in the city. We also then run debt advice and debt counseling. We run job clubs to train people.
And how desperate are people when they come to your food bank, Alan?
Pardon, what was that, Stephen?
How desperate are people when they come to your food bank?
I'm not gonna lie. Some of the things that Edwina says are true at times, but that's a sweeping generalization for everybody. Some of the people are not eating. Some of them are not eating to feed their children. Some of them don't know how they're going to feed their children that night, and we don't think that's okay. We don't think that's okay in our city. Also, some people have made some really bad
choices. It's in conflict with what you're saying, Edwina, that nobody in this country is starving. There, you're hearing it from someone that works in one of these.
No, hang on a moment. The good pastor was about to say something when you interrupted him. You were about to say, Pastor?
Yeah, I was about to say, I do believe that you're right. Some people make bad choices. But I've made bad choices. I was blessed with a family who could support me and bail me out. I was blessed with a family who taught me some values of saving and prudence when I was growing up. Some people don't have those values because they didn't have a family to teach them. So what if we can teach them now? What if we can use a short-term aid to help instill some of the values they didn't get a chance of picking
right.
up?
Then let me say this in answer. I applaud it when a food bank is being used as a hook to encourage people to come in, particularly on a regular basis. I would prefer to see, actually, a hot meal being offered. That's a sort of service I used to run in Birmingham when I was involved with social services there, because then you sit people down, should be in a pleasant atmosphere. You encourage perhaps older people to come who may not be short of money but are short of company. And then if they have problems, you can tease them out and you can start to put them in the right direction. That's wonderful.
Alan, thank you. James in Ballykelly. Morning, James.
Hello. Stephen?
Yes, James.
Hi. Stephen, I'm a wee bit different from the rest of the people that's been on there, you know. I agree with Edwina 100%.
Why?
Well, Stephen, I'm a disabled person. I'm a pensioner. And me and my wife, we had five children. And we never ever borrowed in our life, never borrowed a penny in our life. We never owed anybody anything. And I think...
I'd love to know how you did that. You never borrowed money? You never took out a loan?
No, never, ever.
Well, how'd you buy your house? No mortgage?
I saved up. And I bought my house.
James, thank you. Tom in Belfast. Morning, Tom.
Hello there. Good morning.
Yes, Tom.
Yeah, I'd just like to say that I wonder, does Edwina understand why there's no Tory party members elected in the north of Ireland, and why there's only one in Scotland, and why there's only a couple elected in the north of England? Does she understand that working class people in this country, and back in her own country, hate the sight of you, hate the sound of your evil voice?
Come on, what's this got to do with food banks?
What has it got to do with it? Hmm. It has got to do with the fact that your party and all your buddies have robbed the people through the banks, through your developers, through all your other evil apparatuses that have stolen the money. The oil companies, the energy companies, they have stolen the money from working class people, triple charging them for services because...
Okay. Stephen...
Prices are under pressure.
Get the point, Tom. Let's let Edwina respond. Thank you, Tom.
Hang on,
Tom. Go on, Edwina.
I believe passionately in helping people to put their problems behind them. I believe passionately in helping people to improve their lives, to recognise, of course I do, in 22 years sitting in a vice bureau on Saturday morning as a councillor in Birmingham and then as a member of parliament covering part of Derby and South Derbyshire. And over again, people will come. And I'm not as sympathetic, but I would make a hopeless councillor, hopeless, because I'd be sitting there thinking of the practical solutions. How do we get out of this mess? I would encourage every child to stay at school and do as well as they can, because one of the problems is illiteracy. I would encourage people to stay out of trouble, however difficult it might be, because one of the problems is you've got a criminal record, we're not going to employ you. I would encourage everybody as far as possible to work hard, to get up there, to add value in their work. If you're supposed to be there at 8 o'clock, be there at 10 to 8. To always to say, yes, I'll do it. And I would encourage employers to behave in exactly the same fashion. Do your best and look after your workforce. Right. That's the sort of thing I would encourage. That's why I'm a Tory.
Do you see what happens when I go off on holiday? I come back and you're making the headlines with another comment. Could you wait until I get back, please?
I can't do without you, Stephen. There you go.
Lovely to talk to you. I'll talk to you in Five Live very soon. Thank you, Edwina.
Cheers. God bless.
It's Edwina.